cotton and corn grow in a
field.
All right. What about tobacco?
We never grow tobacco down here.
Oh, you do? Uh-huh. All right. What about, say, watermelons? You might say.
Oh, yeah, watermelon patch.
All right. Do you ever have a corn patch?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever have a cotton patch?
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm driving at there is a patch, what size?
Well, a patch is a smaller plot of land. We, if you grow cotton, you'd say, I have a cotton field. And that would, you know, take in 12, 15, 25, 30 acres, or maybe 100 acres.
But a patch would be about how big?
Oh, a patch would be, say, about a half an acre or 2 acres.
We could call that a patch. So it's the size.
Uh-huh.
You could have a bean patch then, or a tomato patch,
That would be a smaller size.
Could you have a, then you could have a bean field, and that would be the big.
Yeah, big place.
All right. What kind of fence did they used to have around the garden in a on a farm?
Well, a long time ago they used to have rail fences, but now you have a barbed wire fence, or you know, with other kind of wire down at the bottom to keep chickens. When you used to have chickens and things, to keep them out of the garden, had chicken wire.
The rail fence that you mentioned, how was this built? Can you kind of show me with your fingers or something?
Yeah, it was. They used to split these rails, and they would be real long, say about 8 or 10 feet long. And they would stack them like this.
Crossed.
I think a rail fence is so pretty.
They use them for decoration, even though they're not necessary. Was there anything, you know, where they crossed like this? Were there any upright pieces?
No, I don't think so.
They
just crossed them.
About how high would they go?
On the rail fence, they'd be about this high.
About 4 feet high?
A five. You know, it'd take a lot of hard work to split all those rails.
I don't see how people accomplished
it. I don't either, but they did.
They surely did.
And back in the olden times, where time didn't mean too much, they wasn't like people now got to hurry to do this and hurry to get John and do so-and-so. They just
you
had
didn't
a,
run carpool.
No, no. They just had a job to do, and they'd get started early in the morning and work late at night.
By what time did people start work? When you were growing up.
Oh, they'd start around about 6 o'clock. Now, I've heard them talking about back in slavery time, they'd be standing in the fields waiting for daylight. I don't know how they could do that.
They did. Was there any kind of a wooden fence on the farm other than the
plank fence?
Right. How was it built?
Well, it'd be just built straight. You know, posts put down and put things across. Oh, now some we have had them, you know, built like this and painted white.
Crossed, you mean? Uh-huh. They're crossed.
Yeah.
Were the points of the planks sharpened?
No.
They were square.
Just square.
And yet they were like they were crossed.
Yeah. See, like this was a plank. You'd have a post right here where you'd nail over here and then come back over here and you nail down here and then. Just nail them like
they're
that.
They're kind of woven together.
You see a lot of those kind.
But what would it be around?
Well, now, we used to have it all the way across our yard and our barnyards.
About how high was it?
Oh, they were about this high.
About 4 feet.
But they're too expensive to keep up.
I imagine so. They have to be painted?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that is.
They are so pretty, though, but expensive.
Did they ever build any fences around here of rock or stone?
No.
Not in this area?
Mm-mm.
All right. If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in the nest? A fooler?
An egg. China egg.
All right. It's an artificial egg,
yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever leave one of her eggs in there?
Yeah.
What would you call it? Something else?
Nest egg.
All right. So the real one.